Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training, bringing you another episode of Shifts Work, our podcast. And the episode today is dedicated to helping you recognize and change your strategies. Now, the word strategy suggests a lot of intention, as if you made a plan and carried it out. But in NLP, we use the word strategy to describe any combination of perceptions and behaviors which, done in sequence, lead to a predictable result. And you have predictable results you like and predictable results that you don't particularly like. Predictable results that you call a bad habit or a negative spiral. And so when we use these strategies, when we recognize that we're using strategies, we have the opportunity of changing elements in the strategy so that the strategy doesn't work, which means that we can't carry out that negative change in state that we've been doing, or we can't carry out that bad habit, and this makes it easy for us to move to a different habit. On the other hand, if you have a strategy that works very well for you in some circumstances, maybe a persuasion strategy that you use with your sales clients that gets results, you might be able to modify that strategy so that it also works with friends or family. And so it's important to know your strategies so that you can move them around and change them. So pick something that you know you can do reliably. And it can be something you reliably dislike, like I can reliably grumble about getting up in the morning, I can reliably be irritable after a long day and a long commute, I can reliably confuse myself dealing with technical stuff. Or you can pick something you can do reliably that's good. I can reliably walk into a room and make contact with everybody there. I can reliably clear out the noise so I can focus on my work. I can reliably carry out a physical skill like driving or cooking. You got something? So you pick one strategy that you would like to recognize in yourself, and then you begin asking questions. And the questions are, what has to be true for this strategy to begin? What has to activate this strategy? And you can look around and say, what in the environment has to be true? What has to be true in a conversation or in a physical environment that sets this in motion? And also, what has to be true in you? Look at your own state. If I'm tired, this happens, but if I'm wide awake, it doesn't happen. So looking for the conditions that have to be true in yourself and in the surroundings just for the strategy to start. And then as the strategy starts, you ask yourself, all right, what happens now? What do I notice with my eyes? What do I hear? What is the voice inside my head telling me? What is true in my physicality as I do the first step in this strategy? And then what does that change when I notice that? What else do I do? What else do I perceive? And you carry out through the whole of a memory of a time you did this thing reliably. If it is, how do you wake up grumpy? There might only be a couple of steps. If it is, how do you run a meeting? There might be a lot of different steps. So take your time, imagine, and be curious. And you probably want to record some of your answers. Because at the end of the process, I want you to go back and ask that really powerful two-word question, what else? What else has to be true? And when you think you've got the pattern, what you have to notice, what you have to think, what you have to do, in what order to get that result, Then you can go back and you can experiment, you can test, you can say, what if I didn't do this step? What if I didn't notice that thing in the environment? Could I still get the same result? And you will develop a very elegant model in the end of when these things are true, this is the result. And if any of these things aren't true, then I can't get that result. And then you have an easy choice. If you have modeled a strategy for something you don't like, you only need to change one element in that set of essential elements to get a better result, or at least a different result, to start opening up new choices. And if it's a strategy for something you do well, now you know how to do it consciously as well as unconsciously, so you can direct your attention to things in yourself and in the environment that make it easier for that strategy to kick into play to get you the result you want. I'm Linda Ferguson, NLP Canada Training. For more information on how to identify and work with your strategies, visit us at www.nlpcanada.com.